listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music out of Edmonton, Alberta, from the Brennan Brothers. That's Craig Brennan on trombone and Jim Brennan on saxophone. Their new album, Valley of Silence. We heard 49th Parallel. And that sees them working with trumpet player David Lavoie, barry saxophonist Sean Craig, pianist Earl McDonald, bassist Ruben de Toledo, and drummer Dave Lang. Music from the late B3 player Joey DeFrancesco before that. He died in August 2022 at the age of 51. From Mac Avenue Records, we heard his album Project Freedom, the track Peace Bridge. On that track, he was working with saxophonist Troy Roberts. And the set started with the latest album from Toronto pianist Anthony D'Alessandro. From the album Searching, that was The Golden Mean. Benny Banach III on trumpet, Neil Swainson on the bass, and Ernesto Cervini on drums. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
last set, we wrapped it up with music from the piano trio of Michael Wolff, Leon Lee Dorsey on the bass, and Mike Clark on the kit. From their album, A Letter to Bill Evans, we heard the Bill Evans tune, Waltz for Debbie. And that's a set of mainly originals from Bill Evans. Guitarist Dave Stryker before that, and his third installment of his successful 8-track series, 8-track Volume 3, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Stefan Harris on the vibes, Jared Gold on the organ, and McClenty Hunter on drums. And that unit actually put out a fourth in the series of 8-track, which was looking at Christmas tunes. I don't think they've had a 8-track Volume 5 yet. And the set started with a reissue off the label Zoho Music. This from Boston-based Argentinian drummer Guillermo Nohekowitz, the album Two Worlds. And that was the title track. Some solo work from trumpet player John Allmark and pianist Helio Alves. Hey, and just a reminder, you're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. We're here every week with 2 hours of jazz. And if you can't stay for the whole show, or maybe if you're just tuning in, you'll find links to a podcast of this week's episode, along with playlist information, on the show's website, jazzboulevard.ca.